In my homily last Sunday, I spoke about how being a faithful Catholic Christian in this current culture in which we live is often a great challenge, because the philosophies and the values that our culture esteems are often in direct contradiction with the philosophies and values that we hold dear as Christians. And I went on to point out how critically important it is for us to remain faithful, even in the face of opposition and difficulty, because doing so will attract new followers of Christ, and because our ultimate goal is the eternal life of heaven, not the pleasures and social acceptance of this world. However, there is no doubt about it, because of frequent culture clashes between our modern society and the church, being a faithful Catholic Christian in this day and age is challenging. Let me give you an example. One philosophy of life that is extraordinarily prevalent in our modern culture is the idea of personal autonomy when it comes to determining right and wrong and how one should live one's life. We as Christians refer to this as subjective relativism. Our modern culture deeply values and defends the idea that each person should determine for themselves what makes them happy, should determine for themselves what is right for them and wrong for them, should determine for themselves what is true for them. Our culture is heavily focused on, I would even say obsessed with, the idea that everyone is their own master when it comes to the meaning and purpose of their life. And so our culture loathes the idea of receiving a rule of life from someone else or some authority figure, because that is considered to be a restriction on my personal rights and freedoms. Culture believes that I need to be free to define my life for myself, to define truth for myself, that I'm not willing to be a follower, I have to blaze my own path. This is the opposite of Christianity, because Christianity is the way of life in which we follow someone else. We receive our faith, our beliefs, our teaching about what is right and wrong, what is true and false, from someone else. We live our lives not according to our own will, but the will of someone else. And of course, that someone else is God. The Christian is by nature a follower, one who receives, not one who takes. The Christian is one who submits, who uses their will to serve God's will. And we do this not because we are forced to, or because God forces us to, or the church forces us to. We do this because we've come to recognize that this is what is best for us as human beings. Such surrender, such dying to self, such following God's will rather than my own will, leads to us receiving God's life, God's grace, God's love, in a way that cannot be accomplished in any other way. We surrender to God. We lay our lives at his feet. We follow his commands and the teachings he gives because it's the way to become who we were always meant to be. Human persons fully alive in God. Souls set on fire by the indwelling of the Holy Spirit. Persons at peace, even in the midst of an upside-down world. The lie of the world around us is that doing your own thing, not letting anyone tell you what to do, who to be, what is right or wrong, but defining truth, meaning, and purpose according to your own will and understanding, that, the culture tells us, that's what will make you happy. That's the great lie of our modern culture, that doing your own will is what makes you happy. But the question I would ask is, if that's true, and if our culture and a lot of people in our culture believe that, why aren't people who do that more happy? In a culture that values doing whatever you think will make you happy, why then, for example, are there such high levels in recent years of addictions to drugs and alcohol in our country? Why is there such a high rate of suicide currently in our nation, with suicide rates 35% higher in 2018 than they were in 1999? Why has there been this steady rise in mass shooting incidents in our country over the last 20 years? And why has there been a steady increase in people experiencing symptoms of anxiety and depression in this country, especially that being the case among young adults who have been raised in a culture that tells them that doing whatever you want is what will make you happy? Perhaps it's because we were made for more. We are simply not happiest when we try to live our lives according to how we want, or when we define what is right and true however we want, or when we simply do whatever feels good and we don't let anyone tell us how we should or should not live our lives. The statistics don't lie. Our culture, which enshrines these beliefs as sacrosanct, is simultaneously experiencing a steady rise in moral decay, unrest, and higher levels of violence and dissatisfaction in everyday life among our people. And that's because we weren't created to live that way. We were not created to serve ourselves, to be masters of our own universe, or to create our own meaning or purpose. We simply cannot do that, no matter how hard we might try. We will only find meaning, purpose, happiness, peace, not by reaching out and taking it for ourselves, but by receiving it, by submitting our will to God's will. And this is true not because God is some arbitrary dictator who demands our compliance, but because he is a loving Father who has made us specifically and uniquely for union with himself. God just wants to love us, to live with us, and as we heard in the gospel, to live within us. Jesus gives to us today, I would say, perhaps the most hopeful, beautiful, and important words that the human heart can possibly hear. Whoever loves me will keep my word, and my Father will love him, and we will come to him and make our dwelling with him. My friends, don't let these words pass over you without pondering them deeply for a moment. Jesus has just promised us that Almighty God, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, desires to come and live in each human soul. The God whom nothing can contain or control, the God who made everything out of nothing, that God desires to live in your human soul as in a temple. God doesn't wish to remain solely up in heaven. He longs to live in you, in your soul, in your heart, to love you from the inside out. Truly, friends, is there any better news than this? All that is necessary for it to happen is to submit. As Jesus says, keep the word of the Lord, which means to follow God's commandments and to observe the teachings of his church. Doing that is proof of your love for God. God comes to the soul that keeps his word, and the soul that keeps his word demonstrates her love for God. And to keep God's word is to receive. Not to decide for myself what is true, but to receive, believe, and live what God has revealed through his church as true. To keep God's word is not to do whatever I want, but to do what he wants. Because what he wants is infinitely better for me than what I want. Because at the end of the day, I don't really know what I want most of the time. But he does. Because he made me. He knows me inside and out. And he just wants to come to me and live within me. All we have to do is humbly accept him and his commandments and live them as best we can with the help of his grace. Now, the world will say that this is restrictive. We know, in fact, that it's totally liberating because it frees us to do what is best for us, and it frees God to come and live within us. One day, hopefully, our society will come to know what we as a church have known since the beginning, and which St. Augustine prayed so beautifully over 1,500 years ago. For you, O God, have made us for yourself, and our hearts will be restless until they rest in you.